Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Good morning. How are you?
Well, welcome home.
Thank you very much. It's a nice, chilly way to come home.
How often do you get back to the Lansing area?
I come home about 4 times a year. Thanksgiving, Christmas, usually in the spring and the summer.
All right. Melissa is a part of the Harlem Quartet, which is comprised of first place laureates of the Sphinx competition, which has a unique and challenging mission to advance diversity in classical music while engaging young and new audiences through the discovery and presentation of a varied repertoire, highlighting works by minority composers. That's a pretty cool gig you got there. Talk about the experience of becoming part of that quartet.
Sure. Well, we came together in 2006, so we're almost 5 years old. And we've got management in New York, and she books our calendar. So we stay busy all year round traveling the world to do just what you said. We play a diverse program of music. We mix classical standards with jazz, and we play to audiences of all sorts, young, old, you know, audiences that would normally come to a classical concert. But our real mission is to get audiences that wouldn't come to a classical concert and to show them just how much fun it is. And so we find that by diversifying our programs and playing repertoire that they're able to relate with, then they're more willing to open their ears and listen to these great classical standards as well.
Melissa, how old are you?
26.
And you tell us about your background in the Lansing area. And I ask your age. You look young, you sound young, but you've been at this for quite a long time. Talk about your music background, how it started to the point of where you are now.
That's true. Well, I first saw the violin when I was 4 on Sesame Street, and I just liked how Itzhak Perlman was the performer that day. I liked how his chin fit perfectly in the chin rest. And so when the show went off, I asked my mom if I could play. She didn't say no. She didn't say yes. So I begged for 2 years. Finally, when I was 6, I got my first violin. So that's when I started playing. So I've been playing for 20 years now. I went to Lansing Public Schools. I went to Wexford Elementary and then Gardner Middle School and then Everett High School. And I always took private lessons on the side. And in fact, when I turned 11, my private teachers were in Chicago. So my mom would drive me every weekend to Chicago for my violin lessons. And in my junior year of high school, I actually went up to Interlochen Arts Academy, a boarding school near Traverse City. And I did my last 2 years there. And then I went to Philadelphia for undergrad, Boston for my master's, and now I live in New York.
How old were you when you realized you had a gift for that?
I think my mom kind of knew sooner. I would just try to be able to accomplish one piece so I could move on to the next, and that's what kept me going. But I would say, you know, before I went off to Interlochen, there was a period, my second semester sophomore year in high school, that I didn't really play the violin because we couldn't afford going to Chicago anymore. And so I didn't really have lessons, and so I wasn't really motivated to practice. So when the summer came after the school year, my mom asked if I just wasn't going to play the violin anymore. And I thought about it, and I said, no, it's been really weird not playing. And so that's when we looked into Interlochen, and luckily I was able to get a scholarship to go up there. And I think that's when I knew that I wanted to go into a career playing the violin.
Did you feel peer pressure here in Lansing from, you know, your friends who were listening to pop music and doing other things?
No, actually, I feel really lucky because I had great friends who knew Melissa and that Melissa had this life of violin. But when I got with them, I was also just a normal kid. So there was never any competition.
Tell us about playing with the Harlem String Quartet. It must be kind of a fun thing because you're the only female and you got these three guys and you're traipsing around the world playing great music. Talk about the experience.
You're right. It is a very fun time. So my colleagues are Paul on cello, Miguel on viola, and Ilmar on violin. I'm the only... Well, not anymore. I used to be the only born and raised American, but now Paul's our new cellist, and he comes from L.A. But the guys are lots of fun. You never know what to expect. They're really big jokesters, so they make for a very fun time traveling together. And actually, I think what really keeps us together is our chemistry when we perform on stage. None of us can really do anything for long if we're bored. So anything we do is going to be fun. And that means even if we're playing our standard classical reps, it's just going to be a little bit more spontaneous and not really inside of a box, not something you've heard before, even though people have heard it millions of times, ourselves included. And so that just makes it a lot of fun.
All right, Melissa, before I let you go, I've got two more questions for you. Number one comes from my 9-year-old. He wanted to know, do you do anything special with your hands? Do you train them? Do you strengthen them? He even asked, I wonder if she puts a special kind of lotion on them. Do you have to do anything special with your hands?
That's really cute. No, I don't really do anything special with my hands. I practice a lot, so I suppose they get a good workout. And I always have mittens with me, actually. And it's a good thing now that it's 17 degrees here in Lansing. I have to keep them on. Just because I'm playing so much that I don't really have ample time to warm them up, so I keep them heated in my mittens.
All right. What are folks going to see in your performance tomorrow night at the Wharton Center?
That's a good question. I have a fun dress, first of all. That's always a lot of fun. And then the Mendelssohn Concerto is, I think it's an easily enjoyable piece just because it has beautiful melodies. It's got a good back and forth with the orchestra, so that makes it kind of fun. You get to see the instruments in the orchestra. And then the last movement ends with a lot of flair. It's fast and playful. So hopefully it'll leave the audience having had a good time.
Lansing's own Melissa White will be performing Masterworks 5, Passion and Fury. That's tomorrow night at the Wharton Center at 8 o'clock. The Lansing Symphony Orchestra will be in full effect. Make sure you go out and see Melissa along with her mates from the Harlem Quartet. Melissa, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.